Let's welcome the new members who are listening to the Elias, the new member of the community towards the end of the session. And our new whip is the Jacobs. You are more than welcome. Let me be upfront to apologize that so that's the case, if you have participated in the mission, then always provide a receipt after a so because they are knocking in and saying that we'll be getting it for the previous week. They are on their way to presentation. Let me, Honorable MPS.
Before you go to the next item, I just want to ask something for the information of this committee. The members of this committee are extended to other numbers. Now this committee are a little bit more than previous. So, but I understand that we are still representing provinces in this committee, right? Now, in connection and in relation to the quorum of this committee, what will be the situation? Is the presence of the members of the provinces or the presence of members of the committee? Thank you.
As per the rules, if you have four, if you've got four members from different provinces, even though they have a selected number, then that constitutes the quorum of the committee. The purpose of just increasing the number is to deal with the challenge that you understand that this is the only committee in parliament where you have almost chairpersons. Because Adams is a chairperson, Mohobi is a chairperson, Mofokin is a chairperson. Hamid is a chairperson. And then all of them, that is why we made application to the chief whip that as long as you don't have a meeting, that will make it possible for them to attend their respective committees because they have got their own programs. Even though we try to make it a point that our secretary meeting with their secretaries to conclude a program that will take in cognizance and the importance of this committee. But they always indicate that as long as it's not clashing with what they have to do. So that's why they decided to extend the number, even if we might not have, if we are checking now, all the chairpersons are not here, but we might end up having one or two joining, but I'm told Mofokin is no longer part of which they could gain more of an advantage. And the Bloom was very happy with the whip of the party. So that's the problem, but we do have a solution. So now we are correcting in terms of the requirement of the rules in parliament to have the quorum of this committee.
Thank you.
The purpose of this meeting is that we are trying to be very realistic. We have some petitions with us. There are those that even if you can study them, you'll be just doing compliance given the reality of the time that you might be having. And there are those that have started, not yet concluded. To Honorable Jacobs and Honorable De Villiers, if you can give a background. The committee is only effective and efficient if ever we have an approval from the Office of the Chief. We make an application, meaning they take us out of Parliament we go to a central program, because we're getting preconditions all over. And when we adopted the program, that will make it possible for us to work according to the plan of the program. We opted for housing in Southern Sun being central, because the petitioners, if you have to transport them from whatever province to Cape Town, one is expensive, two is an impossible situation, because some of the members will end up not availing themselves. But if we make a arrangement that we go and spend 3 to 4 days in housing, then in housing, we're not dealing with housing. Whether it's Northern Cape, it's Free State, it's Mpumalanga, it's KwaZulu Natal, it's from wherever, all of them, no one are we going to be able to pay it for accommodation. They will come in and present whatever that they're presenting on the recent day, they still go back. And you know, in the center, and we process a lot of this. That's how we're working. But when we don't have an approval for us to be dealing with those patients in a central venue, it's a little bit problematic. But it doesn't mean that we can't have a decision made this one. Because initially there was an approval from the office of the chief whip that made it possible for us to meet at 9. And it was a vote for that approval, and it was said we are clashing with the party community meeting. That is why it was possible. Until now, when there was an intervention, then they made it possible, and they were associated with the chief whip to say, until you agree, it is not upright that we start by having our own session. So, we have the program that was drafted, that I is part of the document that we are having in front of you. Beyond the program, I want us to, when looking at the program, try to link it to the both item 1 and 2, because they are very related. You can't deal with 1 excluding 2. If you check the list of petition coming in trying to finalize the program, because I'm of the view that should it happen that it's possible that we secure just only 1 week, then we can be in a position to try to wrap all those that are outstanding, that we can be in a position to wrap in this quarter or term, if we maintain it. And then it will even make possible for us to write a legal report that will assist those that will be coming in the next year, so they can understand what we've done, even though they're starting afresh. But the background and all those processes will be very good to assist. I want us to look at both documents in front of us and see the possible there is the one that is proposed that is there, and it should happen that we stick to it and we have such a profile. And we'll take it from there. If you are checking from the program, of course, we're being realistic that not all positions that have not yet been tabled will be attended this short period of time that we're having. But there are those that can be concluded. So that's what we have in front of us that we have to we have 10 that have been dealt with partially, and those that have been referred to those relevant departments. And of course, those one that has been concluded, like the issue of the one of the shower extension pipes. You remember when we went to, maybe to give a background, when we went there, we physically went to check the place that they said they were docking, and they were in a possible situation. They checked that was created in a residential area, and they made their submission. We invited all the relevant stakeholders, including the church leadership, the petitioners of course, and the legislature, municipality, environmental affairs to measure even the noise, to come to a particular determination so that we can be able to have very clear recommendations. And it's something that, as far as we're concerned, it's almost done, but it's for them to see the recommendations that we submitted. More than welcome, Honorable Councilman. We were dealing with the program in front of us that we are trying to present so that if we can agree, we can make the necessary arrangement. We want to be very realistic. We don't want to take more than what we are not even going to be able to finish. We are of the view that there are those that can be concluded and there are those that are partially referred to concluded because we have referred them to relevant departments. And now it's for us to agree about what we have in front of us so that if we can have that week that we spend those 4 days in the Gauteng and conclude what is outstanding. Honorable Jacobs, before we can go on, I'm hoping that you will ask us to guide us. We heard the rumor that they are even trying to bring the program a little bit earlier before the one that we are proposing. How true is that? So that we can make the arrangement informed by the week pass. Because if we are proposing the 12th to the 14th of March, and we heard that it might be even earlier than that, because we know most parties are interested in getting out of the field to do the campaign in the year of the election. Before I'm noting the other hand, but let's give it to other which are also guide us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks also for coming into this conference. I'm trying to check the program because we are anticipating to wrap up.
The 25th of March.
So I'm trying to check here the dates for 12 to the 14th because March. On the 12th, there's a plenary questions to the interest. On the 14th, on the 13th, there's another plenary solution. So I don't think that question in this week. 12th to 14th, yeah.
That's a difficult one.
Yeah.
And then on the 11th of the week, we're having a cluster questions to the members. It's not the same as today. And then the business is another thing. The week before that, only one building in the chief. The week of the first.
That's the plan.
Okay.
I don't ask that because the first check of the first.
No, we can't serve it impossible. Because it's the week that we have the debate on the registration or the only bad thing has changed. We have to serve on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday if we want to finish it. As members we need to set it by Saturday and fly back on Sunday. We have to finish Thursday, Friday and Saturday. There's no other way we can do this.
Which week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, propose that week, looking at the program so that we can prepare for it.
The fourth, the 12th is on the Wednesday. The 13th is on the Thursday. There is also a Sunday. The only week is Thursday after that. The Thursday is not on Thursday because I believe that that last week is only the focus of the party.
What about that one of the leaves?
Now we may even need to use it. Yeah, we can do it.
Same because we try it already.
Yeah, because the children in Wednesday is happening.
Yeah, I think we can change it. Because even this panel of the 6th of March is provisional.
Yeah.
It's not yet.
Okay. Let's agree that the week of the 5th is the one that will be making the application to the Office of the Chief, so that we can be able to get to counting and try to around those outstanding ones.
Yeah.
And then from there, have a proper way of how we're going to deal with the issue of the judicial report, because part of what we have to do. But beyond, there are, I want us to be part of this thing in a way that won't create problems. What do I mean by that? You will remember, maybe to have Honorable De Villiers and Honorable Jacobs to be part to have a better understanding. When we went to Gauteng in our last 2 visits, the amnesty, something that is worse than the amnesty, the issue of the social massage benefit, those people that have been robbed pensions and whatever and whatever. And the reality card, even if we can start dealing with this, there's no way that we can conclude it. You have to have a legislation that is in finance, looking at the act that is dealing with pensioners of those people that are working in those mines. It's something that it won't be resolved, not an overnight issue. We have tried. But there are those petitions, like when I'm saying 10, finally concluded, that those that you can just refer to a department to get a report, or those that invite less than stakeholders that you ask. And there are those that you look at them and see that they are very complex, and we don't want to be seen as if we are just raising hopes of people because we want them to believe that we are ending their petitions. That is why I want us all to own the program so that we agree that these are petitions that we think on this day we are here going to assist people as we have done in the past. Honorable Gondi.
Then, my plea now, when I get to the weekly next Tuesday, I will have to submit the application on the program of the week. It's the only time we can fight for that thing. If we do not have it on Tuesday, it will not make the program easy. And that's important, Jay. We find out the last time why some of these programs are not really active or progressive. It's because they don't reach the Wuthering time. And next Tuesday is Wuthering time. So, by next Tuesday is the 18th. Am I right? No, it's the 24th, something like that. Yeah, then you did. We didn't have, did you have one week? No. No, next week. So, application needs to be there. Whether you write the chief of the site, but application must come in the weekly. It's good if you give it to the chief today, it's well in advance, but the committee needs to apply very early because some of the things, and the problem we're having, sometimes the petitions never appear on the program. So can we just take that please, chief?
Okay. I'll attend to that. Honorable Jacobs.
Thanks, chief. I just want to check. If you remember last week, the chief himself, there is a technical committee which is trying, which is looking at the repetition and will sift all these petitions, that those that are to be referred to departments and so on. and we only deal with petitions that we have to deal with this committee. So I just want to check whether you have that report, because he will also assist us, so that we should know which petitions we have to deal with.
Yes.
The technical committee that the chief was talking about is member parliament.
Yes, let me do that. Yes, last week we had the meeting, myself, Matima, chief whip, about how we have to move forward. Immediately after that meeting, a resolution was taken that said, well, we were mindful that there was a prior resolution that said there won't be external troops. But that is why this one is treated different. And there was a meeting where our researcher and Abuwa Jima, they went to meet with the secretary as a continuation of how we have to process. So I can give it to Andre to just summarize the outcome of that meeting so that we can have a better sense of what transpired.
Myself and Mr. Madima met with advocates from the last university of the ACOT, and we met with Kenneth Merneza from OBC, and we met with the procedural officer who meets at Coral. And the purpose of the meeting was initially to chart the way forward for the closing of the institution. We have plus or minus 15 positions, and the majority of them haven't been wrapped up. And so they were very concerned about whether this committee would be able to wrap up any of the positions during its term. And they were further concerned that the legacy report wouldn't contain much in light of the fact that we haven't really finalized any of the positions. So, Advocate Pandela's suggestion was that we take all of the service delivery petitions, and I indicated to the honorable members that were here earlier about first thing about petition concerning service delivery issues. And his suggestion was that we refer those to us for resolution or consideration. Now, my argument was that because we share concurrent membership, we typically have the same members. You're just having the same thing just transferred under a different banner. So I felt that was pointless. And I also was afraid that we were setting a best precedent for the committee that if we can't get the petition, then we quickly refer them to another committee. So that was just my take, but that was his suggestion. We didn't reach agreement on it, and he then said he would have a meeting with Honorable Nandi to discuss the issue on how to but I felt that the committee had to give input on how this resource needs to resolve this committee. I was also concerned that at the end of the day, it's not about wrapping up, it's about dealing with the issues where people's parliaments are those who listen to people and show that we care about the stuff that they're going through. Because some of the decisions we get, people say, come and see how we look like. That's all they want. And they want to have someone at least address that issue or attend to this issue. If you come back and say, but we can't help you, for the door, but that's our job. We can recommend that departments or other entities see that issue or address that agreement. So that was just my take on the issue. I thought that it was it would be not only taking away the work of the committee, but it would essentially you have the same members dealing with those issues even and conference program as a group size, they are considering potential six legislation right now. So I don't know if they have capacity to handle all those petitions. And then he further suggested that we have around 3 or 4 tension related petitions. He suggested that some of the officials will get back to look real actually. Some of the petitions will entail us putting actually to say to make determination on whether the payouts were within the law and whether they were calculated properly, etc. So what exactly will the committee be doing other than concerns? So that was my concern, that we are sitting across the dead president. Look, the issue is not all about wrapping up and finalizing, it's about dealing with the issues and going out there and listening to people and even making recommendations to other departments, And he also said we would have to sift through the petitions to determine what, whether some of them qualified as petitions. But we were under the impression that once they are received, before they are referred to us, you know, the NCOP makes a determination on whether it qualifies as a petition or not. And that is another debate. We don't have anything that actually, any legislation or any rule that defines what a petition is for Parliament. Yes, provinces have, you know, their respective petition act, but we never sat down and said, this is what they find in the petition, this is what we were expecting to. Because right now, all we're expecting is there the correct form in terms of the rule. Does it answer?
Let me say that, you know, that is why it was important for the workshop that was held in our fund. And looking at what we are having in front of us, of course, besides the point that the challenge of having people that are chairing other committees, and you can't blame them because they've got a task, and when she will revoke a approval of an application, that means that we have an inner meeting so that people like Adams, Asmin, Mokobi, Mokin, they can attend to the other committees. And besides that, even the other members, they belong to other committees. But what we have in front of us in dealing with item 1 and 2, so that we must not lose focus. One is that they are petitions that will be very realistic, that can be referred to other departments. You look at them and you see. That's the first one. The second one is there are petitions that have been concluded, and the researcher and the secretary, I don't know why they still keep on having them as plus minus. This thing of saying we're plus minus 40 or 60 is not, it's not true. We still have the issue of Mufugeng and Mufugeng are still part of the petitions that are here. And there's no way that you do it when they have them. We have concluded them, but you still have them here. That's what we're having in front of us. And even the extension 5 Shawela one is not like any other that has not been attended. But if you look at them, it's like the one of the inquest of Mamti's how it's been reflected in what we're having in front of us. So that is why in my submission is that one, as early as today, we finalized the application about the week of the 5th. And we are expecting people that are part of the WIPARI to support because they've got a waiver and they understand what is going on. Two, there is a lot that we've achieved, depending how one to define it in terms of individual report. You can look at what petition was doing for all the other years and how it is structured and why it's struggling to meet, I mean, I'm talking about the previous years. But now, we have a lot of petitions that we concluded that can be part of the legacy report. To cite that, lousy 3-2 examples. The issue of the forest dispute about those cleaners that are staying in Bromo Springs and in Minakote, and the government of Hotel saying, how can we pay for the cleaners because they are not from Hotel, they are from Pumalama. Pumalama saying, all going to pay for you because they are not attending in Pumalama, attending in Hotel. Those are examples. The issue of Mufuke and Mkwena, the issue of the extension files, she went up going there as members, getting facts and then dealing with all the 11 stakeholders. It's what constitutes the legacy report of what we're doing. And of course, now we have those that are in front of us. If legal people can sit and try to define impetition, it will be problematic. But if they are not members of the committee, well, they understand, they won't understand what we'll be doing. So I'm of the view that we are agreeing about the issue of the week of the 5th. There's no argument about it. What is outstanding what you want to do to the program in terms of the meeting that you want to attend on that particular week. So now I expect us to speak about the program of the fee or any other method that will assist us to achieve what we are aiming to achieve of that week of the fee. Honorable Jacobs.
Chair, you know, I think this committee, it will be a lesson for the Fifth Parliament. From where I'm sitting, it's really, it is a country by the way. Because it is not being pursued. Because the men and issue of this structure, whereby chairperson are part of, both of them are part of this committee. As a result, the chairperson is preferred to be his or her committee. And this one, it gets a second preference. So I think the way it should be structured, it should function. But as it is, the problem that we are having is because of the backup. There are so many petitions. For instance, in my program, we've got more than 30 petitions. More than 30, but not very fast in this committee. And that has not been dealt with. So, in the proper, that is, it should function like just like in other committees, which are sitting here to in order to address for next time, not for now. But what I'm saying now, it is quite clear that not what for the technical committee. And we have to see what we have to do. What I was going to second is your proposal that we have to finish up all those petitions that are standing. As we are saying, if we'll be able to make a headway on them. Maybe if all these are the ones that are standing, that we have already dealt with them, they are standing, and then we can proceed with them. I think that is the only way, because the technical committee is not affecting us. I thought maybe we'll be having that report and our focus will be on that report. So it's not there. I think we need to focus on those that we have already started.
The other thing that I have to clarify so that we can have a better understanding and comment on the other report. There is no way that it can function like any other committee, for simple one reason. A serious committee in the NCOP, you have two chairpersons, same membership. It means if I'm on internet, I'm a chairperson of the Committee of International Relations, you will be a chairperson of Economic Development. Both of us, we are sharing same membership, but we agree about different days of committees. Then when we come to petitions. You take somebody who is a permanent member to these old committees and you say in your own right you are sharing that committee. And out of the other committees, and what is worse is that they don't you don't even agree that, like in my case, to be very practical and put it that I'm having Adams and Gamede as my two chairpersons. And them, because both of them are sharing the same membership, they are clear for different days. Only for as many you are with, who's your is with Mukhade, they are sharing the same membership, they are clear for different days. I belong there for me. And in my own right, I have to go and get people that are sharing membership that are not even part of Adam and Gamed. Which means we have to make a provision that will assist you to function. How to make that possible? Is there that we offer for two options? The first one was to make an application to say, let's have Wednesday meeting A, and if you meet as early as 8, it means all the other chairpersons will attend your meeting because they will start with their respective select committee. And they are coming from different communities. That was possible. And the second one is the one of going out. But what made it worse is when people decided to say, no. You are interfering with my weapon. I'm taking Wednesday. Then it means you are only left with the option of getting out of parliament. Because if I go to Adam, I'm a permanent member. They expect me to represent Pumada. And I can't say to them, just convince the comment, because it would be simple for us mainly to tell Umhad, to say Umhad, let's discuss what we'll be doing in education. But in my case, Kamen would say, I'm not part of your self committee, but I think we are getting my meeting. And my only member would be Adams, and we're not even going to form a quorum. Then Gunda would be somewhere with Mfuke, yourself will be somewhere. So until that thing of the weak heart, that's where the hidden is saying, and maybe, because I agree with you, for the Arab Parliament to sort this issue of Friday. And when you go to Friday, you will have finance saying, but, and each joint standing committee is different, saying this is our day. And then what is left of this next committee? It's not as easy as just agreeing. I can tell you that to have this meeting of today, we had it last week, it was confirmed, and on the 11th hour, the chairperson decided that, no, I want all members. And when you say, but since we have came back, we haven't had that opportunity to meet, can't it be possible just to give us a special arrangement so that we go and meet? Then you will say, but when was the last time I met you? So it's part of what we have to be reflecting on as the legislative report and the recommendation so that the next parliament, and if you can hear the previous one for the previous 10, for 5 years, you'll be surprised. Because this is not a new committee. That is why they won't have something concrete to show that this is what we've achieved. But in our challenges, there are things that are practical that we can show, that we can reflect in our legislative report. And one thing for sure, I was so fortunate, maybe I can be proud and say, the chairperson, all of them, the level of commitment was beyond this world. And I know now, they have to attend their own other issues, and the membership, that is why when we made an application to deal with issues, it was possible. But as long as we are qualified for us as we party to win the day that we are proposing, and we are banking on you, Jacob, and Gunda, but it's clear. Oh, we're three now. We are begging on you. We'll do the application today. And while you can assist us, Jacob, as a request from my side, it's out of those that are from your province, is to select those that are priority that you think you can control so that they can form part of the progress of that week. Then we'll make it to be part of the problem, because we don't want to leave Syria outstanding issues not attended to. Good.
Chair, I understand. My concern is one here. Something somewhere is not right. Because we are of the understanding that a certain committee by now would have just given the prosperity report, and it didn't happen, so that's in the past. Because what we've been told in the weekly about the certain committee, while they are busy with, I thought that the Crown here this morning, you have a report, just a report, check, okay. But let's forget about that, Chair. I agree with one thing, Chair. My biggest concern is you said, we have dealt with a lot of these things. The only problem is we didn't have real time to do them all. Because we are very far from the thing. The problem that we are facing is the fact of Masala Sakharba issue. Because of the legislation that we were supposed to write I don't carry the secretary might have that clause. I think it's some 13 act 13 from what that stops us from associating the Sakharba Masala people. That was the thing that stops us. Nothing else stops us because we had Alexander also asked, we had this people, and the last time I explained to the people, my wife was, fortunately, she was one of those people of those pension funds that paid them out and all that, the surplus and all that. They even wrote to her another letter. She did receive some money a year ago. They even wrote to her another letter that there's still some surplus. So, we need to find out that thing of the Sakharba people. So if the legal people can assist us with that act, you said it's impossible. We can conclude if we can have that act, how do you put it? We divide that act and see what we can do in order to make it possible for those people to receive the money. Because if I remember the second thing can help me, it's like Jacob is 33 years part of that pension fund. Jacob's passed on. But his children can't get some of the money. It's something like that. And the act stop that notion to get that money. And that's why a vulnerable sector, 90 billion rand and all that, people, it's for people's money. So, I agree with you, we must say, I'm telling you today, whether we make it as a DA, I'm an ID, if we get this country, there is no way we're going to vote for another body except for ANC. I'm telling you this, let's get this thing right. It's not impossible thing, we must just rewrite that act and say, this is an act, and even the government can do this, and put it in parliament, and we debate it, we go to the people, that is the legacy of this committee. I'm serious about it, because if I see the people, I have the experience dealing with those people. You sit on the phone for 32 minutes a year. 32 minutes. Now you tell me, how can a poor person who is unemployed phone from a landline and sit 32 minutes on the phone? I have the police in the middle of town, I can phone from my office. And on that day, but those people who don't have it, they don't have it. And that's what I was saying to those people in Hamburg. I went there personally with my wife as well. So there is a way how we can solve this thing. Please, if the advocate that sits here, get that act from those Alexander folks and read. And like you say, give us at least something on it. Give us at least something on how we can deal with that act. So how we come to the proposal and say, this is what this act actually says, and this is how you can divide that act. Thank you.
Yeah, I welcome Honorable Zimande and Matila. We are right, Honorable Coach. We are welcome, Honorable members. We are trying to finalize the arrangement of having a last fight of dealing with many as we possibly can petitions in housing on the week of the 5th. And we even agreed that we'll be using that Saturday of that week. And already made a resolution to that, and we are finalizing the process of that. We are hoping that it's going to be approved. I made a request to looking at the, in front of us was a program and the some of the outstanding petitions. And as I said, it's not going to be management or chairperson resolving, but we all know some of these petitions. And I've made a request to Honorable Jacobs to say if you can assist prioritizing those so that we can be able to call all those that are living and assist them on that particular week. On the issue that has been raised by Honorable Ukunda, we resolved on that day that Advocate Rosa was supposed to look at the regulation and advise us accordingly in moving forward, hoping that that has been done. And I want to emphasize that the manner in which we can be able to deal with those that we think we can handle on that particular week can go a long way in assisting those people that still have problems. We know that the legislature and housing was very cooperative, and the municipality and the Department of Environmental Affairs, they even went to measure the sounds to come to the community. Is this really the required sound that can be allowed in a residential area by a church when people are sleeping? But yesterday, I think it's around about 3, because those people can be much. They were still calling. They can call you at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the woman who's the next will call around there. She called me at 3. And was not saying anything, but she wanted me to hear the people playing the organ, the drums, the sound and everything, which by 4 o'clock. And even Matima confirmed that she was also called by that woman. Just to hear Uti. Those people are not speaking to the recommendations that were made by the environmental assessment people, the church, the leadership of that municipality and the legislature. It is the church leadership are undermining what we are supposed to be done, because they said they must be what you call it, Kunda, you know it better, the same of the church. That thing that can stop the acoustic, that won't make the sound to get out, the sound proof. It's part of what we have to go and finalize and see. Because if it comes to a pool, it means they have to close that and until they have concluded that thing of bringing that thing. And it's not yet a poor church and we've seen with development. It's very quick and they don't have the money to do that thing, but it's just that they are undermining those people. Honorable Matila, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. The first point I wanted to raise, I want to agree with what you're saying in terms of moving forward. But Chair, the subject of this particular committee has been to conduct several times in the management meetings that we held. That, for example, the Masala issue. We have long been that way, so that it becomes part of the program. Remember, I'm in the security standard program. So that when we deal with the program, but the unfortunate part was that, you know, you could not give us answers. And we requested the whip of the committee, you will then, to then discuss with yourself to say, how do we deal with it? There are a number of petitions that we do not control. For example, the issue around the lady that came from the Pope. We could not include that particular issue. It was a simple matter that we had to deal with the legislature at the Pope. We could not deal with those particular issues. And we were saying the function of the police is about access to us. I mean, this committee has done a lot. It has done a lot in dealing with some of these issues. And the best example is the Mokoena issue. The best example. And many people talk about what Parliament is doing. But we do not. The Parliament remains one of the most critical issues. Because remember, when we left to Johannesburg, we agreed that we are going to call all those governors to Cape Town. Now we've been asking the government for the committee, why is this not happening? Even besides the issue you are raising now around the legal people advising us in terms of that particular legislation, you know, that we have a particular. Now, we have been saying, even last week in the management meeting, we have raised this particular message. And that was a big concern that we had at the committee. And we then said, well, there's nothing we can do if we can't give our answers. Yeah? If we can't give our answers, yeah, it has been part of all the meetings. But that is the situation. It was 2 weeks ago to answer the meeting. That he can't say anything else besides, you know, he has been trying to speak to the circumstances, he's been trying to speak to everybody else. Nothing is moving forward. You know, everything has just been postponed. But in terms of that particular stuff, we're trying to make accommodation for this particular committee, you know, to meet. We've been trying to do that. Well, when we wanted a program from him, we could get a program in that management meeting. You know, all of a sudden, everything is being postponed. Now, that is the problem we've been having all along. And we've been asking these questions, and nobody would give us answers. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Majid. It's clear that somewhere we really appreciate the role that has been played by Umatila and Mfubeng. It's part of the, the strategy that the because there are two committees who said tender as the secretary of the city committee must join them so that he can be able to pull, they can be able to accommodate us in their committees because most of the membership, Bloom, Gunda, Matila, Mfokeng, and also Nzimande and Nelsi were part of the security. So the security had more membership and once we can be able to secure them, it's simple if they can shift one date and give it to us to move. And that is why we took a resolution as a committee that tender must be part of that arrangement. That's what Mandela is raising. Upgrade. what would be your advice about this Masrada benefit moving to that meeting of the 5th?
Thank you, Chairperson. The member of the day from the ID of Mooncake makes a very good point around trying to amend the legislation. I'm just concerned around the timing because there's only about 3 weeks left, and if it's a money bill, it can only be introduced by the Minister of Finance in the National Assembly. That doesn't stop, though, the committee from proceeding or requesting that such amendments be made in any event. But that would be the best choice. And if it is in regulation, then it's much easier for the Minister of Finance. But the Minister of Finance has always been, there's been petitions in the past around pension benefits. And the previous Minister of Finance was much very eager to change legislation or regulation around issues of pension benefits. But that, again, like I said, doesn't stop the committee from, I mean, there was one of a lady, also was one of the state entities, and she waited around 8 years to get a single letter from the Minister of Finance then. And
8 years.
And then he became Minister of the National
Committee.
Yeah, correct. And so then we got a new Minister of Finance, and everything just fell to the cracks then. I think she's still waiting for a pension. So that's the problem with working with Treasury, is that they aren't very eager.
Chair, people call me, I'm rude when I say these things. I don't beg ministers when it comes to our people. We are members of parliament. We will get our own delegation. We select our own delegation to go and speak to the minister. We tell the minister, this is the issue here. It's our people's money. This thing, Chair, legislation, kept tight. This is not the legislation, it's actually an act. It's regulation that we need to change, to amend. It's a regulation, now I remember. It's regulation something, 13. Yeah, it's a regulation. And it's only Treasury that can amend the regulation. So, Chair, I'll make a proposal now. Chairperson, Honorable Matila, Honorable Zimande, must be the delegation. Go and see the Minister of Finance, make an appointment next week. Go and see him, explain to him. He said, this is a serious issue. You know what? If this thing comes out in the media, because I wanted to take other people to FFN and put them on air, they begged not to do it. I told them immediately. I told them, the supervisor, I'm going to take them on air. And I mentioned it because I wrote their name down. There's only one way to solve issues. People sometimes call me, how can you be a pastor? You should. I'm not rude. I want the right thing to be done to our people. We can't be, how can the victim of apartheid still pay for the sins of apartheid? How? It's unbearable, it's unforgivable, you can't allow things like this. So I agree with the advocate. Let them tell you my last point of order.
Yeah, seemingly we are now discussing Masala issue. Our focus was to prioritize. So if we have to prioritize, so let's put it in part of what we're going to
point to. Does that stay? Then I recognize you, Jacobs, as you're supposed to be the second one, then the last one, you might deal on this one. But before Jacobs, I wanted to say, out of the point of order that has been raised, there is a question that we are meeting on the 5th, we are making application about that. And then there's consensus that there's still room for people to make the submission about the prioritization of issues that will be taken on that particular week, right? And then any other matter now that is not related to assisting us moving forward, I'll just roll it out of order. So let's think to that. I think we're able to say out of the program, and having that understanding, when I was supposed to respond to one issue about the issue of the technical committee, what I, after the meeting with the chief whip and who advocate and agreeing that let them go and form a technical committee, with due respect, what transpired is that if you've never been part of this committee and understand the challenges and how it's working, you are not going to be able to assist about anything. That is why how a petition has to be defined. If you look at the provinces and how we, because in our case it's more of complying to the format about the submission, then it can term the petition. And they've got their own way of understanding it. That is why they could not assist us. And then now we're asking ourselves, and we're able to resolve that part. So let's stick to what is now in relation to moving forward with the week of the week. Any other thing that is outside that, then we didn't mind to get it in a form of writing or discussion, because we're still going to finalize the program. And we're hoping that all the people that are part of the WIPARI will definitely assist us. You are more than welcome, Honorable Nessie. All the best in concluding the last part of our term in 2014. Honorable Jacobs.
Yeah, on the issue of prioritization, I have thought you would assist us, because as I made that recommendation to say, let's look at petitions that we can conclude now. And let's take that. I'm not comfortable if you say, as if you say, let me go there, because I'll come with something which is new. And then maybe it will take some time for that to conclude it. So it would be better if we have this petition that we can conclude now, so that we, at least we know that we have done something for in this committee.
No, basically, if you check from right from the program, that those that we highlighted that are going to attend next week, but what we'll do is that there are those that are part of those that are here that we're going to add. Rest assured about that one. Before the end of the week, before the end of the day today, you'll get the details of all the petitions and the breakdown per day, starting from we're going to use the 5th, the 6th, and 7th. Eh? It's 3 days. It's a Wednesday, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Meaning we start after, if we're going to have the plenary on the Wednesday, then we leave the very same day on Wednesday, sleep over in Joburg. Then the following day, we'll be working for the whole day. Then Thursday, same day. Then Wednesday, definitely we'll do a half day. Then we are going to break all of them, indicating that from Thursday, these are the petitions. From Friday, these are the petitions. And Saturday, these are the petitions. We'll indicate all of them. Rest assured about that one. We'll email you before the end of today so that you can have that program. The reason that made me to ask Jacob, it was not because we don't have those, but I thought maybe if ever is... we understand our consciences differently and better than all of us. There are those that might be pending, but we'll definitely make the point that not a single province that is going to be left out in terms of those that were sent to us is not going to be left out. We are going to attend to all of them. Honorable Wahid.
Chair, the first point I wanted to raise is that seriously disappointed with the input made by the advocate here. Remember when we left Johannesburg, the first issue we indicated was that we need to look at this particular legislation and legally we must be given a view on this particular matter. What was fortunate is that advocate was there. Fortunately, he was there. Now, today, we're getting a different story. That's the first point I wanted to make. Secondly, I think in terms of concluding, because it has been indicated that we just have 3 weeks, let us prioritize what we started with. Those that we think we can conclude. Anything new, let us start it. Because 3 weeks is like 3 days. that's what we have left with us, for ourselves. You know? And that's in terms of the program, that's what I think in terms of next week. Because it really is, if you call one petitioner, that person might take 4 hours or 4 days. That is the reality, that's what we have gone through. We know that thing. We know that situation. You know, we might not take a lot of other petitions, but let's conclude what we have, and then comes our legal.
No, we are about to conclude, but I want to address two people. I'll start with Zimande. You are recognized, Honorable.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think I still say in the prioritization of the petition, there are elements of recommendation to the next committee, which would be our concluding report. So in terms of, you see, for instance, let's take the Masala issue to be real about it. If you are to change, you can meet the minister today, tomorrow. But that, the Treasury doesn't operate, it's not an internal regulation. It's a government regulation that is sponsored by the Treasury. And which means that it's going to go to the cabinet processes, nibbles, and it's going to go to the cadets, you know, all of that. So there's no regulation that goes without a cadet. And with that, it means consultation and other. So the real need with Masala, which we must face now, is that we might not conclude, but we must agree on how to conclude. And the question which the advocate might ask is, in terms of the rules, what are we delegated to do? Can we petition? Because we might step off by petitioning the minister to deal with the matter. In some of these, we could petition all other entities. I think that's one of the ways of stepping off. For instance, one of this is service delivery petitions, for instance, where people are saying Eskom, I think the one in Montreal, which says there's electrical lights above this part of a ward, but we are in the dark. I mean, there's nothing. We had to have Eskom and Eskom tell us when are you electrifying the place, what are the plans. If we satisfy with the plan, we answer it back to the people. Then that is complete. So, in the prioritization should be that element of what recommendations to who to be petitioned, and what are we to report in the House in terms of progress. Because that's the only way we are going to conclude these petitions. I thank you, Chair.
Yeah. I wanted to, before... Let's start with Nessie, then to be, I'll round it off.
Nessie?
Chair, sorry for being late. Personally, let me apologize for not participating in this meeting. When you are late, you are not sure exactly where to start. So I'm understanding what you're talking about. I can see everything I was reading here. Conclude, because I take you back.
Okay. Thank you. I want to assure members, and conclude by making a remark that will make you understand where we are. You know, the Northwest issue, that of the mines, the land, the chiefs, the problems, Bafokeng people, we started it. And now you know that the COPA was there, the Premier has set up a committee, there's a lot of things that are happening. I'm using that as an example. What you can do is that on that particular day, when you decide to have them, with COPA, with Office of the Premier, it doesn't mean that if we're not going to conclude, if you check Mofokeng and Gwena, they started with the era of Thabo. Right from when Pebble Maduna was Minister of Justice and Consumer Development by then. He was Minister of Justice. And it was not concluded. It went on by another parliament.
It was not concluded. Then we were able to conclude it. Same with Masala benefit. If ever we are going to deal with it and have the very clear, concrete proposal that Kula is talking about, it means those that will be coming will be checking which or they left it here. So there's no way that we can go here. Because with us, it was simple. When they said, you know, we wrote a letter to Minister Madunda and Vusi Pikoli, who was the DG, responded, this is a letter. And based on the letters, it was simple for us to say, we're not going to start where these people have left it. It's better to move forward from where they have left it off. So in our case, the prioritization will make it a point that we're not just going to raise hopes, but want to make it possible that whoever who might come and deal with issues that were not concluded, there is a clear base and foundation that will assist those people to understand where we have left a particular issue. And people that are being assisted will know where is the process, because that's what is important. Knowledge and information is power. If you leave people in the dark for quite some time, it's a very serious problem. And you end up being like any other people that never assessed them. Same with the story of the CFO that took more than whatever years. We have to have a way of making sure that at the end of the day, we come with recommendations or a conclusion that will make that person to understand where is the process, what is happening. I'm grateful that the change that has been done to the committee, you can see that they have beefed up, we have got a lot of members, and it means once we have got a lot of people that will be participating on that day when we go on the 5th, we are going to be able to achieve a lot. My only request now is that if all of us were going to do the issue of signing, and I indicated before started that if you start meeting at 8, the staff will always say that they start at 8. So there's no way that we'll get the team. We'll go down, all of us, before you can go to the second meeting to have the breakfast there. And then the relevant people will do the signing. And then from there, we'll be able to attend the 10 o'clock meeting. That's what was making it possible for us in the past, because those that are attending 10 o'clock meetings, in as much as I'm seeing this one, also I'm one of those meetings that still have to have another meeting where I expect as a permanent member that we should attend. But we'll try to rush to have that breakfast, all of us, and then from there, I think we can have enough time to go to the next week. Where are we going? Which one? In this building. We're going to the second floor, same building. We'll continue with the Israel. That's good. I thank everybody for the fruitful deliberation. It's officially adjourned. We can have informal traditions while enjoying the breakfast.
I'm going to go to the next one.